Biden's Ministry of Truth alive and well. Rumors of the demise of Joe Biden's Ministry of Truth were greatly exaggerated. Disturbing information has been revealed in recent hearings about the real nature of the Disinformation Governance Board and how it is working with big tech to censor what you see and hear. By Donald Jeffries. If you thought the frightening prospect of an Orwellian Ministry of Truth was scrapped when its proposed head, Nina Jankowicz, resigned, think again. While the noted Mary Poppins mimic may not be in charge, the odious idea remains. These tyrannical bureaucrats really do want to crush any and all political dissent. In a recent letter, Republican Sens. Chuck Grassley, Iowa, and Josh Hawley, M.O., accused Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas of misleading them regarding the actual purpose of the Disinformation Governance Board, DGB. Mayorkas lied when he severely downplayed the power of the board during congressional testimony, as well as its ultimate role. He told the Senate Homeland Security Committee last month that it was established with the explicit goal of ensuring that the protection of free speech, privacy, civil rights, and civil liberties is incorporated into all of the department's disinformation work. Mayorkas maintained that we're not the truth police and declared the board does not have any operational authority or capability. Jankowicz resigned from her position after her long history of promoting disinformation herself was exposed. Jankowicz was immediately doubtful of the stories regarding Hunter Biden's laptop and had promoted ex-British spy Christopher Steele as a disinformation expert, even after his laughable dossier was revealed to be disinformation by any definition. She also criticized any reports about a leak from the Wuhan lab and consistently pushed discredited claims of collusion between Donald Trump and Russia. If your intent was to combat misinformation, online or in the government, why on God's green earth would you nominate someone who is a human geyser of misinformation? Hawley asked Mayorkas last month, referring to Jankowicz. The DHS chief claimed that he wasn't aware of Jankowicz's previous comments when he hired her. If the former executive director of the DGB is incapable of determining what is and is not disinformation, how could the DGB ever have expected to function properly under her leadership? Grassley and Hawley asked Mayorkas in their recent letter. Grassley and Hawley revealed that Robert Silvers, the Undersecretary for the Office of Strategy, Policy, and Plans and Acting Principal Deputy General Counsel Jennifer Daskal sent Mayorkas a letter on January 31, 2022, that detailed the newly formed Disinformation Governance Board charter. The letter noted that, on September 29, 2021, you directed headquarters and component leadership to pursue a governance board model to coordinate efforts to counter mis-dis- and malinformation, MDM. It was made very clear that the board would play a significant role at the Department of Homeland Security. The board will serve as the central forum in the department to ensure consistent governance and coordination of such efforts and adherence to applicable constitutional, statutory, and regulatory authorities and obligations, the charter read. The board will serve as the departmental forum for governance of DHS policies, plans, procedures, standards, and activities pertaining to MDM that threatens homeland security. As such, all DHS-wide or component-specific proposals for funding related to efforts to counter MDM should be appropriately coordinated with the board, including in advance of submitting any final funding proposals. Mayorkas signed the charter. The intrepid GOP senators also obtained draft briefing notes that were prepared for an April 28, 2022 meeting between Silvers and Twitter executives Nick Pickles and Yoel Roth. The senators exposed the notes as showing that DHS planned to operationalize the board. The notes state that Silvers would meet with Pickles and Roth on public-private partnerships, MDM, and countering DV, domestic violent extremism. It is disclosed that this meeting is an opportunity to discuss operationalizing public-private partnerships between DHS and Twitter, as well as inform Twitter executives about DHS work on MDM, including the creation of the Disinformation Governance Board and its analytic exchange. The briefing notes reveal that Nick and Yoel both know DGB Executive Director Nina Jankowicz and advise that Silvers should propose that Twitter become involved in Disinformation Governance Board analytic exchanges on domestic violent extremism and irregular migration. Grassley and Hawley wrote, collectively, Whistleblower allegations and the documents we've reviewed raise concerns that DHS could be seeking an active role in coordinating the censorship of viewpoints that it determines, according to an unknown standard, to be MDM, by enlisting the help of social media companies and big tech. Mayorkas announced last month that the board was being paused pending a review by the Homeland Security Advisory Council, an Orwellian-sounding outfit, itself. Overseeing this review will be former DHS Chief Michael Chertoff, who had also previously claimed that the Hunter Biden laptop story was Russian disinformation. Chertoff co-authored the Patriot Act and is one of too many powerful government figures going back to the Reagan administration who holds dual citizenship with Israel. Chertoff was in the center of several disquieting aspects of the official 9/11 fairy tale. These purveyors of disinformation will now be in charge of defining it.